Okay, the midterm elections are over, and you have to ask yourself of how much more we'll be talking. We'll still be talking about the Tea Party as much as we have in the past. And the reason I ask that is because it's not the Tea Party really anymore. These representatives, Rand Paul and Marco Rubio, now go to Washington as Republicans. Here's Tea Party candidate Marco Rubio in his victory speech in Florida after he won his U.S. Senate seat.
And we make a grave mistake if we believe that tonight these results are somehow an embrace of the Republican Party. What they are is a second chance. A second chance for Republicans to be what they said they were going to be not so long ago.
But we've been hearing from listeners all week long about the elections. And today we wanted to talk to takeaway listener David Sloan, who sent us a comment on our website that made us pause. And David, your comment was about what happens now with the Tea Party and what has happened during the course of the election. First, tell us how you started to join the Tea Party movement. You joined in say, 2008 when it was just beginning, right?
Right. And it was a response to the candidacy of Ron Paul. That was what got a lot of us enthusiastic about a person who was nominally a Republican.
Ron Paul. You said Ron Paul, not Rand Paul.
Right. Rand Paul's father.
Right.
Congressional candidate from Texas who was running in the primaries for U.S. president in 2008.
But you said, in your comment, you said those of us who started the Tea Party idea are being marginalized within the Tea Party, and it's just becoming the GOP party. Explain what happened over the course of the end of the Bush administration and the beginning of the Obama administration.
Well, there were a couple of really big items. One was the financial bailouts in Wall Street. That program was started by the Bush administration, and it was completed by Obama, and it was really an outrage. Here we've had a massive wealth transfer from the middle class to the banks, basically, and they took the money to the stock market casino, and they lost it, and we were being expected to pay for their failures. On top of that, there was just an explosion in government spending under Bush, and a lot of people seem to think that the Tea Party started as a response to the presidency of Obama, and that's not really true. It started as a response to the excesses under Bush.
But do you think, I mean, it was actually a number of national organizations, I think most of them Republican, that came in and funded the Tea Party and brought the kind of organization that helped the Tea Party perhaps win Rand Paul's Senate seat in Kentucky and Marco Rubio's seat in Florida? Would that have happened had it not somehow been brought under the fold of the Republican Party?
I'm not sure what would have happened to the energy. I think what really happened is during the primary season in the 2008 election, the Republicans knew they were going to take a beating, and they deserved to take a beating, and everybody in the country pretty much agreed that the Republican Party really deserved to get a thrashing in 2008. And lo and behold, here's Ron Paul raising $20 million off the Internet without any corporate success, and he has these energetic followers with their three-corner hats, you know, going around and talking about the Constitution and talking about reducing the size of government and ending the wars and non-intervention and all these principles that the Republicans used to stand for. And they say, well, wait a second, he's got all this energy. We don't. The mainstream GOP under Bush had squandered their energy. And so basically they tapped into that Ron Paul energy. They decided this is where we want to be. And that's when people like Palin and Gingrich and other people started jumping on the Tea Party bandwagon because they realized that they need that energy to bring the GOP out of the doldrums.
So what happens with the Tea Party candidates once they get to Washington? Are you afraid that the ideals that you supported in the Tea Party are going to disappear?
Oh, that's already happened. The one of the key parts of the original Tea Party movement was international non-interventionism, a reduction in our overseas footprint, a drawback from the wars, reducing what we're spending on defense, reducing foreign aid to Israel, things like that, and, well, to all countries. And those planks have been abandoned.
Well, David, I mean, that raises a question. I mean, the Tea Party confronted Bush and the Wall Street bailout, as you said.
Right.
How do you confront Palin, who's running around with a reality show and got her shotgun out? And, you know, she doesn't want to, you know, stop intervening anywhere. How do you confront Palin? The Tea Party card has been played, it seems.
Well, I don't think so. I think the Republicans, if the Republicans think that the Tea Party is interested in having a return to George Bush Republicanism, then we're going to take their scalps in the primaries. If that's what the Republicans go to D.C. thinking, is that they can go back and govern like George Bush governed, then they will not be in their seats for very long. They will be replaced by Tea Party type Republicans.
Well, that's quite a shot across the bow, David.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Yeah,
David Sloan. Did you say David Sloan is a takeaway listener from Lubbock, Texas, who wrote into our website? You know, I wanted to ask you one more question that we're asking our listeners all day long. It's a totally different note, obviously, but we're asking what your worst nightmare is, and I'm wondering if you have an answer for that.
Well, my worst nightmare is if my wife and I somehow both lost our jobs and we couldn't pay our bills and we lost our house. And I think that's the American nightmare right now.
It's a nightmare many people are living. David Sloan, thanks so much from Lubbock, Texas. You can give us your response at 877-8MYTAKE.